Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your second minisode of the week. Of course, this is your standard, usual minisode from our listeners. I hope you enjoyed our start of our dual minisode weeks with Monday's episode, which of course we eased in with a listener experience, but from next Monday we will focus for the whole of October, every Monday, on a more famous and fully publicly documented experience to try and differentiate between the two minisodes you'll receive each week. Wednesdays, however, will always be our listener submitted minisodes. And maybe once a season, somebody sent in an experience which works really well as a two-part minisode. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to start with part one of Kaylee's experience. Or should that be experiences, plural? And don't forget, if you'd like to be featured on one of our shows with your experience, email over to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. But right now, let's jump right into part one of Kaylee's dark minisodes. Hi Kev, my name's Kaylee, and I've been a long-time listener of the show, and I've always wanted to write in about my experiences, and I figured this would be a good a place to start as any. It's been amazing to find a community where I feel safe enough to share my story. And I've appreciated listening to what others have had to share. Because each and every story gives me more reason to believe there is something else out there. And I'm not alone. I'm 34 now. But I was always sensitive to the paranormal, even as a very young girl. I'm going to share with you the story about how I was truly introduced to the existence of the paranormal, and the frustration that came along with it in my formative years. This is the house on Garfield. When I was around 5 years old, 1995, my parents divorced, so we moved from our bigger country-style home with my mother, Maria, because she was granted full custody. She did what she could to find a suitable place for me, herself, and my two younger brothers. And we all ended up finding this big old Victorian house in the city of Norwalk, Ohio, in the US. It was built in 1857 and situated on the main street of very historical houses in the town. It stood out with its beautiful red brickwork, wild edges and many chimneys. I'd always been fascinated with Victorian homes, and I remember how excited I was to see the inside. Well, it had the original fireplaces with old tile, hardware on the walls that looked original, and a big clawfoot tub that I was ready to bathe in. The internal layout on our side is somewhat important, so I'll very quickly explain. We lived in what was partially the maid's quarters of the house. The main house area was on the other side of shared walls, sealed off at certain areas by a skeleton key. There was another family who lived on that side. Upstairs was my room to the right, my brother's room that they shared to the left, and a small bathroom. Downstairs would be the living room with a pull-out couch that my mother slept on, along with a small dining area and the smallest kitchen known to man. But I was honestly just happy to have my own room with a big canopy bed all to myself. Even though I was young, I could tell things felt off in this place almost immediately. It felt dark in every corner, even though the old windows were nearly 10 foot high, with plenty of natural light coming in through those windows. There was also this feeling like someone was watching you from the top of the stairs when you descended, or lurking just around a corner, which to me was just eerie. I always had my mum wait at the bottom when I went up to grab something. There was also an old barn in the back that loomed over the house, and it gave off the worst vibe. It was all just ancient and scary. But we were happy enough to have our new space, with a backyard and a place for our toys. Norwalk is not a very large town, and I think it was truly the best we could hope for. We began to settle in, though it didn't take long for the house to let us know we weren't the only inhabitants there. Night terrors were the first thing that troubled me, when I'd never had any before. I'm an insomniac to this day. I always have been. So sleep was hard to come by anyway. But the dreams I had in that house were some I could not even fathom having, even as an adult. Bloody, traumatic scenes and terrifying situations where I was somehow older and being put through hell. Along with lucid dreams about floating all around the house and out the windows. For a time, I would try to stay awake, just so I wouldn't have these horrible nightmares. We were not the kind of family that would watch terror TV or anything violent, so I could never understand where these dreams were coming from. I tried to talk to my mother about it, and I got the "it's probably too much sugar before bed" route. To me, it just didn't seem like a sugar rush would cause all of that. Time went on, and we eventually became good friends with the neighbours that we shared the house with. It was a family of four, including the mother, Renee, her husband, Jim, and her two daughters, that were around mine and my brother's ages, which I was excited about, since I didn't have any sisters. We'd only really met them once before, when the girls decided to take the skeleton key and unlock a shared door to our dining room, right in the middle of us having dinner. That's one way to say hello. Renee was furious, but we all thought it was a silly memory from our first introduction. Renee ran a babysitting service, and therefore it became the obvious choice for my mother that we would be spending our summers and after school time here. Renee was one of the kindest, warmest ladies I'd ever met, and she became like a second mother to us. She was the best babysitter I could ever remember having, and her husband travelled a lot, from what I remember. I believe he worked in antiques, and just like Renee, he was very, very kind. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, for your kids, and your retirement. If you're anything like me, you would have believed you need a degree or you need some expert knowledge and a load of money before you invest, but it's just not true. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals. They then automatically invest your money for you. And now Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. And that's extra money for your retirement. Acorns has allowed me to look back at my past at times when I've thought, investment isn't for people like me. And although now I'm a huge fan of Acorns, I just wish they existed 25 years ago when I first started earning money. Because by having the wrong perception that investment isn't for people like me, I've not given my money the chance to grow. But that's something, even at this point in life, I'm going to make right. So why don't you head over to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsements. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, your retirement. You're probably thinking, I need surplus money to invest, but you don't need a lot of money nor expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And right now, Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. If you're anything like me, you always thought investing's what other people do. Other people who know what they're doing. Well, that's where Acorns come in. They do know what they're doing. On your behalf. And they're also putting their money where their mouth is, because as mentioned earlier, open an Acorns Later IRA and you'll get up to a 3% match on new contributions. So head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/darkparanormal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We got along perfectly with their girls, so it was a great match. The first time we saw the other side, their side of the house, I mean, I was blown away. They had rooms upon rooms of old furniture, antiques, huge ornate rugs, and a playroom filled to the brim with toys, crafts, and activities for us to do. Jim had his own study, where we would eventually build up big blanket forts and use it as a movie room. We had to make sure we asked permission, though, due to the fact it contained his prized possessions and a giant fish tank with saltwater fish. For perspective, if you stood in the back of the house, you'd be in the kitchen. You could look all the way down the hall past the dining room, past the living room, the study and play area, to an original cherry wood spiral staircase at the end of the hall that led upstairs. No one would be allowed up there during the day, but their daughters would be to get their toys from their rooms. It's where all their rooms plus an attic were. I was rather jealous that this side was so much bigger and grander than our small quarters. Although it was lovely, I still felt that odd sense of being watched. Also the feeling like I'd have to move quickly from room to room because someone might grab me. It was an overall feeling of dread. No one mentioned having these feelings, so I never mentioned it. I thought, it's an old house, creaky floorboards, big spaces, so it's probably normal to feel this off. Little did I know, it was not normal at all. We were in the house for about a year before the activity really started picking up. The first time I was genuinely spooked, I was in my room one fall morning playing with my dolls when I heard my closet door move. Now, this closet in particular did not have a free-swinging door. In fact, it was very difficult to open and close because it would get caught on the carpet. It was super annoying to me, actually. You really had to pull it past the carpet just to get it closed. I knew that sound, and I heard that sound. It was the sound of a slow pull of the wood on the carpet. Only for a second, but I heard it. I looked around and saw nothing. I knew it wasn't the wind, but I checked anyway. I went to my window to look for signs of weaknesses or airflow. But they were a super heavy, thick glass type of window with solid wooden frames. I felt around for a draft, but there was nothing. Confused, I went back to playing with my dolls. And not a moment later, the same door slammed hard. I don't think I've ever moved so quickly in all of my life at that moment, or maybe even since. I literally flew down the stairs to my mother, absolutely petrified. And I'd done my utmost to try to explain what I'd just witnessed. She gave me a hug, but then brushed it off and used the old, "It's just the wind," excuse. I convinced her to come up with me, to have a look around, and she did. She checked the closet, then the windows, and then told me there was nothing to worry about. But I knew that the closet door could not have been closed like that by the wind. I just felt it, like someone or something had pulled the heck out of it and slammed the door to get my attention. There was a shift that day, and I knew I would never feel safe in my room alone again. Nighttime had already been terrible for me due to the nightmares, and now I was scared the closet door was going to act up and start slamming at any time. That's when one night I started to see a shadow forming above my bed as I lay in bed trying to sleep. I, as I said, had a canopy bed with a white translucent sort of fabric, so the shadow was very faint at first. I convinced myself it was just the light in the dark corners of the room shifting around. But then it would twist and form into a more solid black shape. This shape was a faceless black creature with the outline of a human body. I say creature because it did not give off the feeling of being human, or that it ever had been human at all. It was dark, menacing, and I could seriously feel a negative energy pulsing from it. I would push myself all the way to the side of the bed closest to the wall, tuck my hair under the covers along with my face so it wouldn't be able to touch me. I remember it staring me down for hours until I'd eventually fall asleep. It wouldn't happen every night, but it would happen enough. My mother started dating a man who had 3 kids as well. We were like the Brady Bunch with 6 kids when they'd visit. Our house was small though, so we'd all have to bunk up and share beds and bedrooms, and I was more than happy enough to share my bed with his daughter, no matter what age I was. It was a relief not having to stay in that room alone at any point in time. I remember being so sad when the day would come they'd leave, knowing I would have to deal with that house alone again. And they'd always come back. One of the most confusing apparitions I would encounter in that room were the floating heads. It was only a few times, but the same exact thing would happen every time. I would start to see something swirling and floating near the end of my bed. Just a mix of colourful, transparent mist. This mist would eventually take the form of faces, like people I knew, people I trusted and loved. But then they would morph and shift into terrifying faces, heads that looked almost demonic. They would laugh and cackle, and I couldn't help but feel like they were toying with me. I'll never forget the pit in my stomach those nights, and the utter terror I felt from this chaotic light show. Again, I'd hide under the covers and yell for my mum. But of course, whenever she entered the room, everything's back to normal. I would beg her with everything I had to stay with me at night until I fell asleep, to no avail. I just wanted someone to understand what I was seeing was real. I wanted someone to believe me. Besides my mother, I'd not mentioned anything to my younger brothers or neighbours because, honestly, I was too embarrassed, too terrified. You don't go around telling people you're seeing floating heads. Even as a kid, you'd be labelled a liar. To me, it seemed like whatever was in that house, like the fact that I was the only one who knew about it. It had me to torture, and who on earth would believe any of this? No one ever saw or heard a thing, except for me. But I'd not seen all it had to offer just yet. It's at this point in our time at that home, what I feel was the worst entity made itself known. At night, the same closet that liked to slam itself shut occasionally started to open, then stay open. At first, I'd see nothing. I'd just wait for the slam, but it wouldn't come. The closet would start to open, and I'd see what I thought was a shadow moving from right to left. I'd, as per usual, freak out, run downstairs to my mum. I became so terrified of whatever this thing was in my closet, I told my mum to give away my life-size Barbie doll that I absolutely adored, because I thought maybe this was the culprit that was playing tricks with my mind, terrifying me of a night. I literally couldn't take any chances. But it continued. And one night, I finally found out what it was. And so will all of you wonderful listeners next Wednesday for our listener minisode, where we conclude Kaylee's experience. Until then, stay safe, and I'll speak to you on Friday for our next episode of The Dark Paranormal Season 17. And take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message. It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.